Ezra chapter 6. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Achmetha, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a scroll, and in it was written this record. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king, 3589 AH, 453 BC, made a decree concerning the house, temple, of God at Jerusalem, let the house, temple, be built, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let its foundations be strongly laid. Its height 60 cubits, about 90 feet or 27.4 meters, and its width 60 cubits, about 90 feet or 27.4 meters, with three rows of great stones, and a row of new timber. And let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the house, temple of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem, and brought to Babylon, be restored, and brought again to the temple which is at Jerusalem, every piece to its place, and place them in the house, temple of God. Now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond, west of, the river, Jordan, Shethar-Boznai, and your companions the Apharsachites, who are beyond, west of, the river, Jordan, get yourselves far from there. Let the work of this house, temple of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house, temple of God in its place. Furthermore, I make a decree what you shall provide for the elders of these Jews for the building of this house, temple of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute, taxes beyond the river Jordan, that is, the expenses be given to these men, that they not be hindered, and that which they have need of, both young bulls and rams and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet aromas to the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king, and of his sons. Also I have made a decree, that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged upon it, and let his house be made a dunghill because of this. And the God who has caused his name to live there destroy all kings and people, who shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house, temple of God which is at Jerusalem. I Darius have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. Then Tatnai, governor on this side, west of the river Jordan, Shethar-Boznai, and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built, and finished it, according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, and Darius, and Artaxerxes king of Persia. And this house, temple, was finished on the third day of the month Adar, the 12th month, February, March, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king, 3609 AH, 433 BC. And the children of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house, temple of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house, temple of God, 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month, Nisan, March, April. Because the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brothers the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel, who had come again out of captivity, and all those who had separated themselves from the filthiness of the heathen, ungodly, of the land, to seek the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, ate, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, because the Lord, Jehovah, had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house. Temple of God, the God of Israel.